And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio this evening is Brian Sylvian. He is here to discuss the upcoming Mizzou Wind Ensemble performance that is coming up on this Monday, October the 7th, and that is going to be at the Missouri Theater here in beautiful downtown Columbia. Brian, thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see from the Wind Ensemble. Actually, start off with, what is the Mizzou Wind Ensemble?
Sure. Well, for those of you who have not been to a University of Missouri Wind Ensemble concert, it is our top ensemble in the School of Music band program. It features about 45 undergraduate and graduate performers from throughout the School of Music. We meet 3 days a week from 12:15 to 1:45, and we play some of the most difficult and challenging repertoire that's out there.
So this is a fun ensemble to see, and it's a, you know, very, very good musicians out and performing some really fun music, and they're fun shows to go to. So tell us a little bit about what this show is going to be like.
Sure. Well, this is our first concert of the academic year, and I'm pleased to say that the band's off to a great start. A lot of fine musicians have been working very hard. And so, as is typical with most of our concerts, we have five numbers that we'll be performing. Open it up with an old piece by Ron Nelson called Rocky Point Holiday, which is a nice, fun, festive opener. And then we're doing something really interesting in this concert. We're pairing up with our director of jazz studies, Sam Griffith, mm-hmm. who's going to solo on this concert along with the jazz combo. So it's a combination you don't often see.
Fun.
It's a piece called Electric Vortex, and it has an interesting name for sure, but it's interesting to see the jazz combo and Dr. Griffith function as this vortex within the wind ensemble. So for those of you who might think wind ensemble is a little too stodgy, we've got a little something special in store for Monday, October 7th. But we're really fortunate to have Dr. Griffith and some of his students in the MU Jazz Studies program join us. Doing a piece called Evelyn's Lullaby by a contemporary composer, Joel Puckett, that he wrote on behalf of his newborn daughter. And he was singing her to sleep, and he was creating a lullaby, and he didn't quite know what it was, but he wrote it down, and then he wrote an entire 8-minute piece based upon this little melody. Dr. Amy Knops, who's our associate director of bands and director of Marching Mizzou, will be guest conducting a piece by Charles Ives called Fugue in C. And then we're going to end with a really special piece called Give Us This Day, a short symphony for band by a now deceased composer, David Mislenka.
Okay. So what made you pick these pieces out?
Well, one, as I mentioned earlier, wind ensemble can seem pretty stuffy for a lot of people. And so I wanted to, collaborate with my dear friend and good colleague, Sam Griffith, and B, kind of break down those walls of, oh, we expect to hear or see something when we go to this type of concert. So it's going to appeal to people who love classical music and people who love jazz as well. It's not often that you have a jazz musician who's improvising as a part of a wind ensemble piece. So it's something that's very different and something that's been a wonderful collaboration for our students.
That's really fun. And the rest of the pieces kind of work along the same lines or?
I would say the rest of the pieces are more of what you would expect at a traditional wind ensemble concert. We have a transcription by Charles Ives. We have a contemporary piece by David Mislenka and Joel Puckett. And then an older piece that's actually almost 55 years old, but that's our opener, Rocky Point Holiday. And what's so remarkable about it, for those wind ensemble aficionados out there, it sounds just as fresh and as contemporary as pieces that are being written today. So I was telling the students that imagine being a part of this ensemble 50 years ago and getting a piece like this.
Yeah.
It was so unlike anything else that was being heard and performed at that time. I can only imagine what it would have been like 50 years ago to hear that piece and think, wow, this is not like anything else that's out there currently.
Right. Yeah. Just kind of out of this world.
Yeah.
Is our instrumentation or?
Well, no, the instrumentation's the same, but the way the scoring is, it's very transparent. And that was not a thing in older band music. Older band music was based around instrumentations of 80, 90, 100 people. So it was very thick and very loud. And this piece was written specifically for a band of around 50 musicians. And it was very thinly scored, meaning not a lot of people are always playing at the same time. Mm. So it was just a very different sonic soundscape than what people were hearing at the time in the late 1960s.
Very, very cool. And that's the opener.
That is, yeah. So it's going to take hold right at the beginning and just kick you on the seat of your pants.
Right on. And how? When was the piece, the Electronic Vortex, when was that composed?
So that was actually composed in 2013. So it's okay. a contemporary piece. Yeah, and it was actually by a composer, Jennifer Baylor, who's at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And she kind of had the same thought I did in that there was nothing written for some type of jazz group and wind ensemble. So she took a consortium of about 10 universities, wrote this piece, and then it's been getting a lot of play over the last 5 to 6 years.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Very cool. The show is on Monday the 7th at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. About how long do you think the show's going to last?
Anywhere from 1 hour to 1 hour and 5 minutes.
All right. So block an hour of time out and get out to the Missouri Theater, see the top-level band here at the University Wind Ensemble. They always have really great shows. So please jump out there and come see us. Brian, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about this great program.
Thanks so much, Aaron, and hope to see a lot of your listeners out there on the 7th.
Absolutely.